created the chorus you were born with. You let them hate them. You try to convince and guarantee calmness. It's pointless.
Hey guys, you're listening to WRVU Nashville, and this is a special edition of Free Pizza. With me right now in the studio, I have Shark's Teeth coming in from New Orleans.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, I like that. Let's see if we can adjust the mics a little bit. There you go.
Hello.
Oh, okay, sweet. We had a little mic malfunction, but I think we're all good to go now. Hello. So you guys are from New Orleans, coming in through a tour. What stops have you made so far?
We went to Austin and a couple of small towns in Arkansas and Memphis and Nashville last night.
In Nashville last night, yeah.
But it was kind of a secret, so technically we were in Nashville, yeah.
Well, now there you have it. Everyone knows you guys are in Nashville.
Uh-oh. Don't tell them where we played.
Secret's out.
Get in trouble.
And this place is pretty secretive. Also in the studio with me, I forgot to mention, I have DJ Josiah.
Hey, guys.
And DJ Ellen.
Hey, everybody.
They're coming in just to hang out, ask some questions, do whatever. So what song was that? What did we just listen to?
That song was called Karma Decay. It's not released in any format yet. That is the most official one yet, so yeah.
Oh, really? So
debut, I guess.
Debut.
Of a digital reproduction, yeah.
All right, and so, oh, I guess we should start off with introduction for you guys, too. So this is Tyler. Sorry, I can't make eye. There you go, so.
Hey.
And then over there we have Shelby.
Hi.
And so you guys are a two-piece?
At the moment, it's kind of like a loose format of the band, like technically. I started the band like by myself in 2009, kind of more like as a solo project when I was doing another band called Sun Hotel more actively.
Right.
But when we're at home, now we actually play with about usually four people when we can.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't make it on this tour. But luckily, even if they can't make it to a show, we just kind of change everything up with the situation for each show we're playing.
Oh, sweet.
But it's nice to have as many people playing synthesizer as possible, obviously.
Right, for the live setup. So let's go on to another song. What else do you guys have for us?
Okay. You want to do art?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, this is called She Teaches Art. And, yeah. This is called She Teaches Math. It's the electronic version.
All right.
She Teaches Art is the acoustic version.
The acoustic version.
Thank you.
She teaches math. Also, not yet released. That'll also be on our next album, which we're recording, like, piece by piece. Yeah. Nice.
So you talked about this briefly before we went into the song of just, like, how this was acoustic at one point, and now it's electronic, it's synth. And I noticed just in your overall work, there's a lot of, like, change through the different albums or the different things you put out. Could you talk a little bit about that and what kind of inspires the changes?
I guess it has a lot to do with whatever instruments are available. You know, I think we were talking about how, like, a purchase becomes totally, like, justifiable as soon as you make, like, one song with it. So,
yeah.
Like, a lot of times I might not write a song until I get a specific keyboard, which, you know, we already have way too many. But I hear a patch on one. And they're like, okay, well, in this patch, this chord sounds good, and now we have a new song. So a lot of new sounds. Yeah.
So what kind of instruments are influencing your sound right now?
Mostly synthesizers.
Mostly synth. Yeah.
A lot of synthesizers. Specifically, MS-2000B.
A little plug.
A little plug for Korg.
Yeah.
Yeah, Korg. I would love some more.
There you have it, kids. Pick up your own, what is it, MS?
MS-2000B. Can't recommend it. MS-2000B. Yeah.
If you want to start your own
spreading the good news.
So you guys said up next you're going to Oxford, right?
Yeah, we're going to Oxford tomorrow night. We're playing with a band called And the Echo, who are some friends of ours, and they also have a lot of synthesizers, so we have that in common. We all get along, and we're playing at Proud Larry's.
All right, yeah. So we kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday, but how does like having this synth setup compare to like a traditional band? What do you like about it? What do you dislike about it?
It's far less perspiration.
Yeah.
Far less.
Well, yeah, we don't actually, you know, playing like more rock and roll type shows, in shows covered in sweat.
Yeah.
More here, we just kind of like, oh yes, that was a great time. Not that we don't move around.
Uh huh.
But also, I used to perspire a lot over my guitar and just like have to change my strings every night or every day. And when I left for this tour, it was really nice to see a pack of strings and be like, not this time.
Yeah.
And leave that behind.
Didn't have to sweat so much.
Yeah, so that's a good, that's a plus. And I don't know. There's no tuning. Well, actually, that's not true. We have some analog synthesizers that I have forgotten to tune. And that was embarrassing.
So how does that work?
Oh, my God. We have, like, this Moog satellite that we'll use live sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, like, fine-tuning it to whatever key you're in. But you move the synth around in like actual space in the world, it changes because of heat and the environment that it's in.
Right.
And then when you set it up at the show, you might need to actually retune it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you were talking about how those songs haven't been released yet. Do you have any kind of release date coming up?
We don't have a release date planned, but we're recording it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it'll probably be like your more traditional full length sort of style.
Oh yeah.
And it'd also be the first Shark's Teeth album where I'm not playing primarily everything.
Okay.
Sometimes there's other people playing, but this one's like heavily played by others, including Shelby, who's here today, and Devin and Emily, who are not.
Okay.
But who rule. And probably doing something awesome in New Orleans right now.
All synth, right?
All synth. All synth. All the time.
Every day. All right. So you guys got another song for us?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we'll play that.
All right, sure. Go ahead.
Thanks. Oh yeah, this song's called "Don't Touch My Feet," and it's for the cat Dill. So this one's for you, Dill, who's listening, I hope, right now.
I really like this one when you guys played it yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
Just putting that out there. Don't touch my feet.
That's correct. Yes. Don't try it.
So that kind of gets us into it, like our next little idea with that. So like lyrically, how do you come up with this stuff? These titles, these words?
Well, I guess they're all different. But specifically for that song, that's just, I think, pretty like typical situational everyday things, you know?
Right.
Everyday stuff. It's nice to write about simple things. Like, please don't touch my feet. I'm trying to read.
Yeah, I like that. I also noticed like a lot of like religious influences, a lot of religion just throughout, even with Sun Hotel.
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, sure. I got my college degree, technically, and college degree. Sorry, Ravi's here and he's messing me up. I got my college degree in religious studies.
Oh, okay.
And in like religious studies. Sorry, Loyola. Sorry. And I just think it's very interesting. And the symbolism and the way it functions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. Something interesting to write about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've gotten a lot out of it, so that's good.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot there.
There's a lot there. A lot to religion. So that's cool. So what are some other things that you kind of draw from?
I guess I just draw from existential, huge, scary feelings and ideas.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah, the things that
big,
I guess 20 something
terrifying feelings.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Like when you're trying to fall asleep. That stuff.
That's pretty cool.
I'm sorry.
No,
I don't have a good answer for that question.
No, it's fine. I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you guys want to add anything?
Shelby does. I mean, Reddit, isn't that another influence for you?
Yeah, that's Reddit? True. That one of those songs is loosely influenced by Reddit.
Really? Which one?
The first one we played, Karma Decay, which is technically a Reddit term. Yeah. It's true.
That's funny.
That's true. Yeah.
So, Tyler, you collaborate with a bunch of other of your friends from New Orleans.
Yeah, definitely.
Are all the lyrics yours, or do you have songs?
Yeah, I wrote all the lyrics from pretty much like 99% of all the music that I like put out and working on right now. But I just joined a project where I'm like not writing the lyrics for the first time, and I'm just playing three synthesizers, and that's kind of cool. I'm into that. Yeah.
Is it weird for you?
Not being the person to write some.
Yeah.
I guess it's a little weird. It's really just like feels like fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't have the feeling of like the weight, like, oh my God, what am I doing with my life behind it? Which is what my most other, you know, playing synthesizer for me usually feels like.
Right. It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
Did you want to talk some more about this new project? Is it New Orleans based?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll talk about it. It's called Val Holly, and it's with a bunch of my friends, with some people from bands like Glish and High One Eye and Newgrass Country Club. And, yeah, I'm really excited about that project. Hopefully we'll have something together by the end of the year. Right now we're just practicing.
Yeah, yeah. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Will that also be synth-based like this?
There will be three synthesizers in it, but I wouldn't call it synth-based.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's definitely more guitar and bass-centric and like real drums and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And Shelby, you said you're also working on something too right now, right?
Right, yeah. My other band is a Trampoline Team.
Uh-huh.
It's more of a garage punk. And they're on a Pelican Powwow label. That's like an independent label down there.
Down there in
New Orleans.
Definitely sounds like a Louisiana name.